We're back.
Hello. What's up, folks?
What's up, folks? And Dan. This is
and me.
This is the first start to an episode in a long while that hasn't featured Danny eating.
True. It could have though.
It could have. We decided to let him eat beforehand this time.
Finally.
It was kind of more your call than anything this time.
Yeah, I had to make a call.
Yeah, not that I've ever, like, forced you to eat while recording.
Yeah.
No,
Matt, no, that's a lie.
What? It's a lie? It's fabricated. You're lying, right now, actually. You just that fabricated whatever you
made
just said.
By a writer.
Invented by a writer.
There's
no league. There's no league. I don't know what we're gonna talk about. There's no League of Legends.
There's a little bit of league,
a little bit of league.
But there's other leagues.
Other leagues, not the league we know, just league.
True. let's see here. Was I supposed to tell you about my weekend, Matt?
Yeah. Tell me about your weekend, Dan. You tried to tell me about it yesterday, and then I told you to shut the fuck up.
He made me stop.
So that he could tell me right now.
Yeah.
So that the listener / Adem / Ben could get the live reaction.
Bug.
So, let's hear it, Dan.
I had a bachelor party last weekend.
Yeah.
it was in Michigan. I took the ferry there from Milwaukee to Muskegon, driving my car onto a boat. So, you know, I was in my car on a boat. Isn't that kind of crazy?
Boat ride. Did you stay in your car the whole time?
No. Oh,
I was going to say.
That's crazy, because that's what Ben said.
Wait, no, okay, like, I just, like, I've seen it before. Like,
no, I mean, Ben said boat ride.
Oh, yeah, of course he did.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's because we all share a single brain cell.
Correct. Boat ride.
I've seen boats on cars on ferries before, right? I just didn't know if, like, you know, like, why not just sit in it, right? But it's probably like a safety thing. Like, if you're stuck in the car and you can't, like, it's probably like door to door. Like, cars are packed, so you can't really like get out. And then if like shit hits the fan, and you like can't get out.
Yeah, they're like,
it's probably just not allowed. It makes
sense. They're like, hey. You can't have your passenger in while you're, like, parking.
Really?
So my friend was, like, you know, not in the car.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's fine.
Okay.
He's got to miss out then, so.
Yeah, he didn't get to boat ride with the vehicle. That's crazy.
So.
It's a lifetime opportunity, potentially.
True.
I mean, how often have you gotten to park your car on a boat? Once.
Never.
In 45 years.
True.
Crazy.
But the place where we were staying at was in Muskegon, so it was like the very obvious choice. Also, it was like it's about an hour shorter, like travel time than driving. Also, I didn't have to drive through like Chicago traffic and all that shit, so it was really nice.
Pog.
So we get there, and the house that we Airbnb'd, but. Not Airbnb, because we did Vrbo, which is like Airbnb, but different, but kind of the same.
So you Vrboed it, but not Airbnb. There, you
correct.
You pretty much just brought up Airbnb for no reason, correct?
Yeah, this is an ad.
Okay, oh, it's an ad for Airbnb.
Yeah.
You got paid for that?
Maybe.
Did I get paid?
Sorry, Matt. What? They reached out to me.
But Dan, I'm the one who presses record.
Fuck.
I want at least $1. That's all I'm saying.
You got it.
Hey.
Paid.
Paid.
On its way.
Shop Airbnb.
Shop Airbnb.
Hashtag sponsored.
Yeah. So the house was right on Lake Michigan. And it was fucking sick. We were like on top of a sand dune, and then you like walk down these stairs, and then you're bada bing, bada boom, you're at the beach. The water, not warm at all.
No, didn't think so. Does Lake Michigan ever get warm?
No, never.
Didn't think so.
Um,
big body of water, to be fair.
At night, it feels warm, But that's because the rest of, you know, the fucking, the air is cold. So it's like, ah, okay. This feels warm.
Yeah.
So, like every morning we would all go and do like a plunge, a cold plunge. And we'd be in there for like 5, 10, 15 minutes, depending on how long. And then you get out and then you're like, holy shit, I'm refreshed. it was really nice.
Nice.
But the other happenings that went on, we just drank and bar hopped and hung out on the beach. That was about it. So, and ate some good food. So yeah, it was good. The cops were called on us one time.
Why?
So the beach. It's like there's like a bunch of houses there, so it's like you can't really tell. Like, I don't know, every house is like its own beach part, but it's like there's no like gates or anything, and people can literally walk down, like, because probably like a mile down there's like a proper beach for where people can like park and you know, like go on the beach, and they can walk all the way down if they want. So, you know, we were just like perusing, and my one friend found like this jar, not really jar, it's like this big jug that like used to hold wine, and it just had like it didn't have anything in it. So so my friend's like, oh shit, I'm gonna fill it up with sand. So we filled up with sand, you know, just thinking it's garbage. And then
we stole something.
And then next day, they were on the beach like all day. And then the same friend found like a shovel. Like, we're like, okay, like there's literally just like a pile of garbage like next to our patch of beach too.
Uh-huh.
And we were just like, okay, well this is obviously just garbage. So, so we were just like using the shovel, like, you know,
just dig it, right?
Yeah, there's a big old trench dug. It was cool. And then next day, my friend finds another jug. And we're like, God damn, that's a lot of fucking trash here. So,
a lot of jugs.
Yeah. So, he, like, didn't mess with that one because he's like, oh, I don't care.
I already got this jug. Other jug.
Literally, I got my other jug, right? It's fine. So, so I don't know. So then it was on the weekend. I don't remember which day it was. Maybe Saturday. This guy comes down. He's like, I don't know, he's working on his garbage. Like, literally, there's, like, some post in the ground, like, very old, like, wood in the ground. And this guy's, like, taking screws out from it. And apparently, he was angry that we were using his shovel, which we thought was just garbage. And he was very angry he didn't know that we took one. He knew that we touched one of them, and that was enough to set him off.
Uh-huh.
So the dude calls the cops on us for that. and the cop was like,
What do you want to do?
Yeah, the cop came over and, like, talked to us, and he was like, oh, okay, so you guys are fine. Like, you know, nothing, you guys didn't even do anything.
Well, you did steal this guy's jug, right?
But it was like, I don't know, it could have been garbage, so fuck that guy.
Okay.
So, I guess we yoinked one of his jugs.
Did you take the jug home?
I didn't, but my friend did.
He took the jug home.
Yeah, it was nice. Filled with sand. It's filled with dune sand.
How big is this? Yeah, dune sand, but how big is the jug?
Let me try and find a picture.
You've got a picture of the jug, or just something, like, for reference?
Oh, wait, I literally found it first. That's first crazy. Try.
He's nuts.
It was literally this. Hold up, let me.
Literally.
Let
me. Waiting. Here I am staring at Discord, waiting for Danny to send me jug.
I'm saving the image. Jug.
Jug.
We're going to save and downloads.
Take your time.
Yeah, hold up. Downloads. Jug. Look at this. It was literally that jug. Like, literally that same brand.
That same brand?
Yeah.
Huh. It's not that big, right? It's not like there's no like point of reference for me to, like, if you had a banana up to this thing.
Oh yeah, we do really need a banana for reference.
Banana for reference.
Fuck.
It's okay. You can just tell me. Just like eyeball it. Like that I'd handle, say how many figures you fitting in that handle? You know what I mean? Like
Two or three?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I'm good. I got it. Yeah.
It's probably like a gallon.
Yeah.
Or say, more.
This has got to be like a gallon or a little bit more.
Or more, yeah.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
Hang on. So, does the bottle say on it? You know, I don't care. I don't care.
No, this is the exact brand of bottle
you.
Of jug.
I believe you. I just, the image doesn't. I can't tell how many ounces the bottle is. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, maybe.
It's a blurry image. It's a little too blurry.
No, yeah, I got you.
But moral of the story. Not that there really is, like, a moral to this story, but, like, you guys stole something and got away with it. That's what I hear. That's all I'm hearing.
I guess. 4 liters.
4 liters. Wow. That's pretty big.
I know.
It's a lot of sand.
Filled that bitch all the way up, too.
All the way up, huh? Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. We were like, well, at least, you know, we were like, you can say the cops got called on us.
So, yeah, wild and crazy.
And then tell them
party.
Tell them absolutely the most incorrect thing.
Oh, so you could have lied just now, but you told me the truth that you get the cops called on you. Now let me hang on. You get the cops called for touching this guy's pile of garbage. Yes. Just touching
basically
because he doesn't even know you took anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, you should just make stuff up then, probably.
Exactly.
Make up a story. Make up like we fucking shot this guy, and they called us, and the cops came, and then we shot the cop.
Yeah.
And
then
now,
we got 3 stars.
Three stars. It's 5 stars if you kill a cop, Dan. I don't know.
Is it really? I thought it was 3.
When you kill a cop, no, it's 5. Right?
Is that a new update?
I'm pretty sure
it's always 3.
No shot.
Mm-hmm.
Let me. I don't want to Google this right now, but I'm going to. I don't want to.
How many stars do you get for killing a cop? IRL.
Wait, is there actually stars in IRL?
No.
Okay.
Well, Matt's doing that. Follow the socials.
There it is.
Twitter.com at LoserQ. Wait. LoserQPod at Twitter.com. Yeah.
And MySpace.
MySpace. Apple Podcasts. Apple Music. Album soon.
True.
Spotify. We're on there. Sads, Mads, Glads. The rest.
Mads.
LosersQPodcast@gmail.com. Bada bing, bada boom. you still haven't found it? Did I miss one? Did I forget anything?
I'm not getting any, like, official, like you killed a cop, it's 5. You know what I mean? Like, okay, hang on. We're at wanted levels. I'm reading the wiki, and I don't want to be. Minor crime. It, like, take 2 stars. Okay, hang on. 3 stars.
Running over and killing a law enforcement officer, guard, or soldier. That gets you 2.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Killing, injuring, easy. I know it.
Huh. That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Why wouldn't it get you, like, like, officer down? Doesn't that, I feel like that pulls a lot of, like.
It should.
I feel like it pulls a lot of officers, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Should get you the full 5. They just don't care about their cops. That's what I'm hearing. GTA 5 doesn't care about cops. Fucked up.
Hey, Cab.
Fuck it. Hey. You said it, not me. He's right, though. ACAB.
All right.
What else? I'm going to be honest. When you started, like, saying what you were saying yesterday, now, granted, you could have had, like, a pretty, like, crazy story, right? Like, we had the cops called on us. But, mm-hmm. like, I really thought it was going to be something more than just, like, we touched a jug. And this guy called the police. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little let down. I'm not, like, pissed, right? But I'm upset, mm-hmm. to say the least.
Yeah,
you could have told me that yesterday, and I'd be like, we don't need to talk about that ever again. But it's okay.
It's a toss-up if we don't talk about it.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's like, mm-hmm. Schindler's topic. I don't know. What would you call it?
Yeah.
Talking point. Whatever. You know what? It's good because we ate up 15 minutes, and we're going to struggle for the rest of the episode anyways.
And we got 4 24-inch pizzas.
4 24-inch pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that? I mean, I feel like that's not like a crazy amount.
They said one of those pizzas feeds 6 to 8.
Yeah.
There was 10 of us.
Yeah. So. What do you mean? You got 4 of them. What, dude? Listen. The estimated feed 6 to 8, that's not real. Okay?
Always
like,
incorrect.
Let's be honest. Like if you
always
gather,
incorrect.
Imagine if you got that like 4 24-inch pizzas hanging out with like even the 6 to 8 dudes. You still need 4 pizzas. I'm fairly certain. You got it.
We polished off.
Why'd you gotta say it like that?
2
polished. I don't know.
2
and
2 and like a 4th, and then you know throughout the night we ate more, but
yeah,
we got it down to 1, so you know it was really good pizza though.
Nice.
And that was it.
What was on
we
the
drove
pizza?
Home.
That was it. Did you say pizza?
We got 2 with cheese.
2 cheese.
One with chicken and onions.
Ugh.
And yeah, that one was wrong. and then one I got with bacon,
yeah,
jalapenos and onions.
Oh, you know what? I'm questioning that one too. I'm not gonna lie to
listen,
you.
Listen, I got props for that one. So
you got props for that one, huh?
Yeah. So I'm sticking with it.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, how much was the bill for the pizza?
$140.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
4 24-inch pizzas.
Yeah.
We take that any day of the
week.
It
was delicious.
Nice. Pog.
It's great. All right. Let's get into the league. Asian games are happening right now.
Right now. It's live as we speak.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Nope, it is. I'm confirming that right now.
Are you?
Huh? Yeah, it's confirmed because I said it was.
Where do you watch it at? I wonder if you can watch it.
Per my sources, Asian games is live right now.
Watch and support. Oh, it's on Olympics.com.
The Asians are gaming.
Olympics.com.
I bet that hoe needs a subscription.
Fuck. Shut up. Okay. But they have group stage. They had it yesterday. And today. And then quarterfinals tomorrow. Semifinals is the 28th, bronze, and grand finals the 29th. I think Riot Games needs to learn a little bit from this.
I think LEC needs to learn a little bit from this. Let's just single them up for now,
yes.
Since their postseason went on for about 3 months.
Forever.
Literally far too long.
Did not end.
Yeah, no, that was... It's too much.
Where the fuck it at?
I don't know. I can't find it. I'm looking. I'm not seeing it.
I'm typing league.
Is it 2023 Southeast Asian Games?
Yeah.
Nope. The 5th to the 17th of May? That's not it. Can't be. It's done.
It done.
Nope, that's 2018. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. We will probably not find out anything about this, except maybe, like...
How to watch. Hold up. We
except,
got there.
Like, if Faker gets to dodge his service.
Faker,
look at the moves.
Top names. Well, if they don't say... Faker...
Oh, look at the moves.
They have to do what's it called? They have to do their real names.
Oh. True. Nice. I love that
mine,
shit.
Mind sports.
Mind sports. Minor? I spell minor.
M?
Yeah.
I?
Yeah.
N?
Yep.
E?
E. Okay. Cool. R. Cool, 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 cool.
Yeah, it's fine. We're good.
I much prefer players not having to have an in-game name. I will always prefer that. Because it's the cringiest part of esports to me. It's what separates us, or
sports,
it, from, like, an actual thing, in my opinion. Like, sure, Faker's a pretty cool in-game name, but, I mean, like, if I'm talking about, like, anyone else, like, it's like, what are we really talking about here? I'm referring to a grown-ass man as Blabber. Or Fudge.
Like,
Fudge is just the name from the Key and Peele skit.
Come on.
Fudge. Anyways, did you any update on Asian Games, Dan? Did you find it? Are you watching? Is it live now?
No. I'm trying to find it.
It's probably on the Olympic TV channel.
Sports. Sports. Filter by... All Olympic Games, and then there's Olympic Games. The fuck is this, man? Where is it?
Just give it up, Dan.
Where's League of Legends? It's supposed to be under E. Esports. All right. Football. Another league. Last week.
Last week.
Matt smoked me.
You know what? Yeah, we should clarify. This is for the pick'ems.
Yeah, pick'ems.
I did update the scores on Twitter, but for those of you who are not tweeting / Xing, I had 11 of 16 correct. Danny had 6 of 16. That puts us at the total. I guess Danny has 15 of 32 correct. I have 19 of 32 correct. After this past week, that has changed once again. Danny, you got 8 of 16 right this week. I had 7 of 16.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
So, let me update the scores. What did I say you had 15 at first?
So
it's like 23 out of what, 30?
Yeah, it's 15.
Math.
10.
No. 48 games so far, right?
Sure.
I'm losing it.
Yeah, you really are.
It's got to be 48. It's 48. So
there were 16 games every week.
Yeah. So you have 23 out of 48, and I have 26 out of 48 so far, but you have now won 2 weeks out of the 3.
Yeah. And then Matt, that's your name.
I'm Matt. Yeah, I a couple of my picks, I had a couple that I would take back. Are probably Denver over Miami. That's a horrible pick. Might be the worst pick that I've ever made. Chicago over Kansas City, which I'm not going to elaborate on that one anymore. I am a Bears fan. That's it. And then Buffalo losing to Washington. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That was fucking stupid. Very, very rookie move. I was shocked I got Houston versus Jacksonville right, though. I mean, Houston hasn't looked crazy good, but they look pretty solid against Jacksonville, and Jacksonville's like one of they've been top 10 defense this year, so
yeah.
You know, I gotta take them where I can.
Yes. I didn't watch. I watched some football later on Sunday when I got home.
Yeah.
Like, I think I caught the Raiders versus Pittsburgh, and that was like all that I watched. So, but Devonta Adams popped off big, and then Pittsburgh defense popped off big.
Yeah, that's a good segue to the football fantasy that Danny's currently living.
Yeah, my football fantasy, I'm now 2-1.
Huge.
Bug. I don't know who I play next week. I don't look.
They're going down. It doesn't matter. I don't think we've been projected to win any week. And, true.
We're winning.
We're winning. At least two of the three.
True.
Yeah.
Someone tried to disrespect me.
True.
By offering a trade.
It was Trevor Lawrence for Davante Adams, straight up. Worst trade I've ever seen offered.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
Davante Adams is literally my best player.
One of. It's hard to say. He's probably like going to be your highest scoring player throughout the year, you know, depending on if he stays healthy. But like, I would say like the best player on your roster is probably like the value that you got from them, like where you picked them and like how well they score. And I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not pretty sure. We picked Davante Adams as our first round pick.
Yeah,
if he was underperforming, we'd be talking more about that.
Yeah,
he's been doing what we hoped he would do.
He really has been.
He's really helping Danny live out his football fantasy.
Yeah, I will not be trading him away because that is, utter disrespect.
Yeah, we can't do Davante like that.
So put some respect on Davante and I's name.
Yeah, put some respect on Danny and Davante Adams' name.
Uh-huh. Did you send pick'ems for this week?
I haven't yet. I guess we could.
Nah, fuck it.
There's a chance we don't record before next Sunday. Maybe we do. Who knows?
Nah, we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll do it next week.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
The biggest swing ever was the Dolphins game.
Yeah.
Where you said he was third string running back?
He was third string. Going into this, I think their second string running back got downgraded to doubtful for the game. I think he was out.
Ah, okay. So he was like
kind of
second.
So he was second string for this week. But
he was projected.
Or HN?
Devon Achane. Yeah.
I think it's I don't know how it's actually pronounced. He actually like, I don't remember if it was like a reporter that said this or something, but like after the game, he was like, "You guys have been pronouncing my name wrong, and that needs to change." And I agree because he went off. He had like 260 yards on the ground and like four touchdowns.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, he went off.
He was projected 1.9 points.
he scored 50.
51.
Crazy.
Bro, it's fucking crazy. I was like,
see that shit.
I was like, holy shit, if. You know, we played him off of, you know, for whatever reason, we would have smoked whoever we played. But, I mean, I beat him anyways. We didn't need him.
True. Didn't need it. We didn't bring it.
We didn't bring it.
Yeah. Everyone on that Miami team ate good. Every kill, I'm pretty sure, had like 30-plus points. Raheem Mostert, which is the first-string running back on Miami, had like 45 points. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
45 fantasy points, we should say. I mean, because, you know, they did score a lot of points. Like the players in total. I mean, Raheem Mostert, I'm pretty sure, had four touchdowns, and so did Devon Achane. So, like, that's a lot of points in general.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty impressive stuff. Love to see that for our football fantasy.
Yeah, I agree. Now everybody's going to fucking pick him up, and then
he'll probably suck.
He's going to put up 2 points next week.
That's fantasy football, baby. He's been a borderline. The reason why I picked him up in a lot of leagues was because he's a rookie going in, and Miami never really had like a clear number one running back going into the year.
Mm-hmm.
Raheem Mostert, who's their starting running back, is like pretty old for NFL standards. Like when it comes to running backs, he's still got the gas. Like he's pretty fast for an old dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like more of like a kind of like catching running back as well. Like he can kind of like line up as a wide receiver and. Mm-hmm. Kind of do that as well, but I figured Devon Achane would get some pretty good reps this year, and I'm hoping that continues.
Maybe he takes over.
Exactly, following the monster performance, he can relieve some duty off of Raheem Mostert's 45-year-old legs. So all in all,
what else we got? Media review.
Media review.
The Losers Q Media Review. Let's do a song for it right now.
You're going to I, I just I yeah I was gonna
media review.
That's it. Media review. Like that?
No. There's long pause.
Oh.
Media review.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. So wait, just long pause or like the all that beforehand or
the thing that I was doing? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we'll have to work on that. We'll have to rehearse that before the next recording session for the next meeting. Yeah, for sure.
Oh man, we could like play a little thing. That'd be cool.
Play a little what?
Play a little, you know, a little something.
I could whip up something on the DAW.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the dog.
No, DAW.
Yeah. The dog.
Yeah, we'll whip it up on the dog.
Hey, I'm saying what you're saying.
Yeah, no, we're saying the same thing. I got you. We're good. Media review!
Yes, sir.
This week we are talking about a movie that came out actually pretty recently, I think. At least it came out on VOD recently.
Yeah.
Danny, what was the name of it?
Bottoms.
This one,
not like butts.
No, not like why is it called Bottoms? They only say it once. It came out August 25th.
Because they're like
theaters.
Because they're like the bottom of,
like the food chain, like
at high school.
Like,
yeah,
they're like
at the bottom. Yeah, big fucking losers.
It, this movie takes kind of. I'm trying to think of how I want to say this. It's kind of a.
Oh film. Damn! It's getting played at. It's getting played in movie theaters. Huh.
Yeah, I think it's been in theaters since August 25th, but it's also streaming.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is without taking away from it, it's kind of in the same vein as like something like Superbad almost, where it's like pseudo coming of age,
mm-hmm.
kind of like just a high school teenager comedy. It is about. Do we want to talk about the premise?
It's
the premise. Why don't you go ahead and break it down, Dan?
So these two gay girls are in their senior year of high school, and you know everybody's trying to get laid. They're
super bad.
Literally, they're last year of high school. So these girls both have like big crushes on these extremely popular girls. So.
Cheerleaders.
It's all about them. Yeah, it's all about that. Which I don't know if we know that they're cheerleaders until like the game.
I think that they unless said at the that beginning they were cheerleaders at the beginning. I'm pretty sure they said that. Yeah.
So basically they're trying to get with them, get the popular girls.
Yeah.
A way that they attempt to do this is they start a fight club.
Yeah.
And it's fake because these girls don't know how to fight.
True.
And that attracts the other girls because it's homecoming week and the other team is literally going to kill their school.
True. That's a real conflict in the movies. The other team is going to kill the other team's football team.
Actually murder them.
Or the main school's football team.
So a bunch of girls join because they're like, oh shit,
they might kill me.
Yeah, so all these girls join and they, you know, are fighting and stuff. And then Marshawn Lynch is in it.
He is. He steals the show in every scene he's in. He's pretty much the best part of it.
Yeah, he's literally the best part.
And that's not to take away from the other team or the other players' teams.
No.
Football. Players. Yeah. Jesus Christ, what am I saying, bro?
Yeah, what are you saying? The other actors?
the other actors, actresses, whatever you want to call them. He was great. He bounced off of them well comedically.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I don't want to give away the whole thing, but that's kind of like there's two big explosions.
True.
And it's amazing. The football players are perma in football gear.
They're literally always wearing their football gear. They're always wearing pads
said,
and their jerseys.
Uh-huh.
And cleats.
And I said, are they in the halls? Yep.
Yep.
They're wearing cleats.
And jersey. And pads. No helmet,
all of
though.
It.
It'd be funny if they were wearing the helmet full time. But that'd
be a little
too much.
Yeah, kind of on the nose there. But, This shit was extremely funny.
Yes, I agree. I laughed through the entire movie, I would say.
Yes, I laughed through the entire fucking movie. There were some parts that were just like, all right. It was some of the things were like very blatantly supposed to be funny, and other things were just kind of like, you know, fucking, what's it called? You know, shoved in, and I thought it was very funny.
Yeah, no, I agree. I thought that I think it was written pretty well. I think it was written by one of the main co-stars. I believe it was Rachel Sennett, which she was also in a horror comedy-ish kind of thriller, I guess, that came out last year called Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Yeah.
Which I actually watched on the flight back from Worlds.
Really?
It was pretty good. She's pretty good in that, too. She's probably the best part of that movie, too. So
yeah.
She really been on a roll. She's snapping.
I agree. We were watching it, and my girlfriend literally came in like the sex scene. I was like, she's like, are you watching porn? I was like, no, I'm watching a movie. I hate you. Go away. I'm like, how could she walk in on like the worst time? The literal worst time.
Literally the worst part. It doesn't really, there's not many parts where I wouldn't want someone to walk in.
And that was the part.
It's like 3 minutes, not even.
I'm like, bro, are you fucking kidding me? So,
it wouldn't happen. I thought it was funny. Though. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Really have much else to say about this movie. I think you should go watch it.
I agree.
I think, you know, like we said, we can't really tell more of the story because I feel like we're going to give it all away, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
but
I don't want to try and like say any of the jokes because it would ruin it easily.
In Marshawn's words, is on.
True. He does say that. I would say this is, I haven't seen many comedies that came out this year, but this is definitely like up there so far for comedies that I've seen this year. It might be the best
I think comedies are in a difficult place right now.
Yeah. I guess I can agree with that. I don't know. Like I said, haven't seen many. I don't feel like there's many that have been coming out, you know?
Yeah. It's like, you know, they'll release an action movie and it'll just be funny.
It'll have, yeah, you know? It's like the Marvel movie formula where they've got like some comedic bits.
Yeah.
But sometimes I don't know. It can be too forced.
Yeah. I think it's, I don't know. Like, I'm thinking of like a movie that was very good, like, in its time, like Step Brothers. Like, that's a movie that, you know, people have talked about for years as like a great comedy. But then you go back and watch it and you're like, oh, this isn't nearly as funny as what it was.
I was gonna say, you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not a big Step Brothers fan.
Yeah, I think when it came out, I thought it was very funny. And then, you know, you kind of go and watch it, and you're like, oh, it's not as good.
Yeah, it's inferior to Talladega Nights. That's for sure. That movie's a classic.
That one still hits.
It holds up. It holds
up. It still hits. Let's give this a rating.
Yeah, I want to kind of talk a little bit more. I think.
Oh yeah.
One thing about this movie is like, it, like I said, it's very, very similar to Superbad, but I wouldn't say it's like straight up copying it. I feel like that's just kind of like a formula for a movie that like can't really miss. You know what I mean? Like, I think that Superbad, like anything that's copying that movie is doing it right, because like that movie's pretty close to perfect from a comedy perspective for me.
That movie, still funny. A classic.
Always. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And this movie kind of feels like it's in the same vein as that, and it kind of just makes me think that I'm watching Superbad. And there was another movie that came out, I don't remember how long ago. It might have been like 2018, something like that, called Booksmart.
Oh, we watched that, didn't we?
Did we watch it?
We did.
Did we watch? No way. I feel like I watched that alone.
Booksmart.
I might have recommended
it. Yeah, we did watch this.
I think I recommended it to you. But this was also very similar to that. And I thought
we definitely did watch this. We definitely watched this together.
I don't remember that.
It was a long time ago. It was like when it came out.
I feel like I recommended it more than anything. But either way, I think this is very similar to that.
Either way, we both
seen it. I also like that movie a lot. So, again, can't miss with that kind of movie. But, yeah, we can give this one a rating.
But that Booksmart movie, definitely follows Superbad a lot more than this movie.
A lot more than this. This one's got a bit more of a ridiculous premise of like murderous football team and people fighting each other and just being like down with it.
That, and it's not based in reality at all.
No, not really.
Nothing. let's give it a rating.
Yeah, what are you feeling, Dan?
I'm gonna give this 7.
Okay.
Like I'm in between like 7 and 8.
Okay. I'm thinking an 8 to 8.5. I thought the performances, I feel like there were, like every character had a pretty funny moment.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Marshawn Lynch for sure, but I feel like the main characters all had pretty funny moments, and like specifically the two football players, Jeff and Tim, were like hilarious through and through. It really did it for me. I'm feeling 8.5 to 9 if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. So yeah, bottom's good. Go watch.
I agree. Go watch. It's not very long either. It's like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Perfect comedy movie length.
Yeah. What's it on? What are we watching on?
We watched this on YouTube. It's only available to purchase right now, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But
I didn't know that.
Rental soon, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either way.
Coming to a streaming service near you.
It's worth it for the purchase, if I'm being honest. I'd probably watch this again. I probably will watch this again. So,
yeah, I'd watch it again.
Yeah. 8.5. All right. All right,
Dan.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Let me see if I missed anything.
Probably not. There wasn't much.
Nope. Did we already do our predictions of who would win Worlds? Did we say that?
I'm just not ready for it yet.
Not ready?
I think we gotta do it like week of like when it's starting. Which is is that next week?
Yeah. It's like very close.
Yeah, it's like next not next Friday.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I've got nothing either.
Wait, there is.
He's got it.
Shopify Rebellion has acquired the TSM spot and will play in the LCS.
Yep.
2024. How do we forget? How do we miss this?
I didn't write anything down. I didn't bring notes.
I didn't bring it. But
yeah,
yes, new team. We'll see what they got.
Yeah.
On that team.
That's a horrible team name.
Oh, agreed.
And they're just, it's whatever this Rebellion or whatever Rebels, whatever purchased by like the brand
Rebellion.
Shopify. Horrible. Mm-hmm. Why would you make the team name Shopify? Then your name. I get like Damwon Kia or like Intel Esports Club, JDG, Gym Dog Gaming, you know, like it's not great, but at least they still just call them
Team
JDG.
Liquid Honda.
Honda. What do you even call them? Is it just Rebellion or is it Shopify Rebellion?
I'm calling them Shopify.
I hate it. Yeah, no, we're calling them Shopify because it's that fucking stupid. I hate it. I don't like it.
I hate it.
I hope that they change the team name to something that works better than Shopify.
True.
Rebellion.
And that's it for us.
That's it. Any last words, Dan?
Goodbye.
Good night, Danny. I almost left Discord instead of ending the.
That'd
Good night,
funny.
Danny.
Good night.